Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Most of the talk about the devastating state budget cuts that Republicans appear determined to make this year has focused on the damage they could do to schools and human services. But the lawmakers in charge of the budget for the criminal justice system are also considering draconian cuts. Among the options they are considering are the elimination of the state's drug treatment court that's widely supported by prosecutors and law enforcement officials, and Sentencing Services, a highly successful prison alternative program that helps offenders turn their lives around and pay restitution to their victims. Both programs save the state millions of dollars by lowering the need for more prison beds. There's even the suggestion to eliminate the North Carolina Victims Assistance Network. That's a reminder of how absurd this whole budget process has become because of the refusal by legislative leaders to at least leave the 2009 temporary tax increases in place for another 2 years. They apparently would rather cut taxes than help victims of crime or families who need help navigating their way through the criminal justice system. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.